I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Now a little chorus from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. King James Version, one of my favorite verses.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Praise the Lord and welcome, my good friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of day's second and last coming of Christ Jesus. On this program, you get the truth instead of a world filled with lies and deceptive teachings. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program for you, my listeners. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you, and help me get this true truth out to prepare others. Amen. Now for our last days, end times quick Bible study from the King James Version. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Watchman comment. The word therefore means when you see these things to be so, when you perceive, notice, discern the detestable thing, which is what the word abomination means in this verse. And many believe this verse is speaking of the Antichrist. But may I humbly submit to you, my friends, something is about to happen that would also be an abomination that causes desolation. The Hellenistic Jews in Israel, the unsaved Jews, are preparing to begin animal sacrifice again, and they may have already sacrificed a sheep. My, oh my, what greater abomination could that be? Yahweh sent His Son to die on Calvary's cross to end once and for all the animal sacrifices, as Christ became the last sacrifice. Jesus' blood was to be the last shed blood. What greater an abomination could there be than the Jews' refusal to accept Christ once again? It would be like they were crucifying Christ all over again, would it not? Think about this. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open shame. My. Let's read that last part of Hebrews 6:6 again. Seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open shame. My dear listening friends, that word shame means to expose to public disgrace, to hold up to infamy. Infamy meaning the quality of being infamous or great wickedness. Are you getting my point? I pray you are. For when the Hellenistic Jews return again to animal sacrifice, they will be crucifying Christ all over again. A dark time of great wickedness. My, oh my. Of course, they may say that it is I who is wicked for revealing this, and possibly even some of you listening. But I say to you, if you have an ear to hear, you would know that what I have said may just be right. For there's no way to prove whether it's the Antichrist or the abomination of slaughtering animals instead of accepting the blood of Christ again. So study again Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, and Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4, 5, and 6, preferably in the King James Version, and then pray and ask Yahweh to show you the true truth. Amen and amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's open our hearts on this program so we may stand firm as the last day draws near. That's what it's all about, standing firm, as I've taught you before. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. June 2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes distress of nations. For the things that have not been shaken yet will be shaken now, saith God. The economies of the world shall falter and shall drop to a low never seen before. The United States of America shall see a depression like never before. Food will become very short in supply and very expensive. Gasoline will hit all-time highs, and you will see the power of my authority come upon the land, saith God. Yea, I say unto you, those of mine shall be touched by this, but I have a plan for you, and you shall be upheld by my plan, saith the Lord. So fear not, my children. Am I not your Lord thy God? Am I not the most powerful one? Am I not the one who created heavens and earth? I say unto you, though this economy shall fall to that all-time low, I shall bring you up to an all-time high, saith God.
Speak forth, saith God. Yea, I say unto thee, watchman, stay on the wall. Yea, I say to you, keepers, stay at the gates. For I say, time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, oh my, on this program, don't you get the true truth? Right from God's holy word? Not the doctrines of mere men. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8, King James Version. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, the prophets were committed men of God who took their role very seriously. And when those prophets spoke, they were sure of what they were saying. They knew Yahweh's voice when they heard it, even when the prophets were to speak warnings in Yahweh's name, and those prophets spoke against countries and kingdoms, as this verse clearly states. But, this verse also teaches us that those godly prophets spoke of war and of evil and of pestilence. Now, I would never place myself in Jeremiah's league. No. But I have so spoken, as I was called of Yahweh myself, because I also know the voice of the I Am very well. The Lord is still using His committed servants today as prophets, and other ways. Of that, I can assure you. And though He uses me, I am only one of many, as Jeremiah was one of the many prophets of old, though he was a major prophet. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Now, Dean and Jody from North Houston, Texas, I had a hard time reading your names and addresses, so I could not respond personally to you with a letter. And I am not sure I got your names right either. But I really want to thank you for sending in support. And you are a part of our tonight's program, WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors. Also, Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, and Alex, Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are also our WOW, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Bless them all, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program and your watchmen. I just pray for them, Lord. I pray for their health and their well-being and for a good roof over their heads and a good job to pay for that roof, Lord God, and all the things that are necessary. Father, I know there are needs amongst those that gave, Lord God, especially in the health and jobs and living space areas, Lord. So just bless them, Father, in Jesus' name, and meet their every need. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Please pray, my friends, and ask the Lord if you should send something like they did to help support this coming Wednesday Signs program, as this is a new month now. We are now in June. My, the summers are rolling on. And I thank all of you as we made last month's radio bills just before the month of May ended. Hallelujah. That was a close one. Thank you. Be all blessed. Amen. Now, for the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Smart meter equals smart surveillance. Have you all heard a lot of discussion lately on the energy department's move towards a smart grid and the use of smart meters? The congressional research staff has compiled a research paper, and in the report it states this, quote, "Detailed electricity usage data offers a wide window into the lives of people inside of a home by revealing what individual appliances they are using," close quote. Their stated goal for this device was so that they could better regulate the grid reliably and have better demand response. What does it matter to an energy supplier what appliances you and I are running in our homes, even if their real concern was to provide control of the supply grid? Could it possibly be that this is a Big Brother conspiracy of a pending police state? Continuing, the GPS smart shoe. Yes, I said smart shoe, like the one you put on your feet, that can track Alzheimer's sufferers on Google Maps if they go missing. GPS technology can help those Alzheimer's sufferers and their caregivers with the release of a shoe that tracks the wearer's position and plots that position on Google Maps. The GPS smart shoe embeds a GPS receiver and SIM card in that shoe to send the shoe's position to a private tracking website, helping to find people if they wander off. Watchman comment, my oh my, that's a 666 last days device, don't you know? Revelation chapter 13 verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. For it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Continuing with another 666 end days device report. Hologram to greet and guide travelers at New York City airports. A female avatar in the form of a life-size hologram type of image will soon begin greeting and guiding people at special costs at the New York area's three airports. The computerized avatars will provide automated basic information to travelers in LaGuardia's Central Terminal Building, Newark Liberty's Terminal B, and JFK's Terminal 5 when they are installed in early July. The computer-generated customer service agent will be able to respond verbally when asked questions on everything from where the nearest restroom is to where customers should head for a connecting flight. The virtual worker is projected on a pane of glass that was given the figure of a woman. My, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing, Fukushima disaster is like a nuclear war without a war. Today, the threat of a nuclear fallout is ever present all around the world in what some have described as a nuclear war without a war. Though governments and many media outlets have downplayed the disaster, its aftermath continues to threaten the health and well-being of plants, animals, humans, not only in Japan, but all around the world. Far worse than Chernobyl, the Fukushima catastrophe truly is a nuclear holocaust event with gradual long-term consequences that we are only just now beginning to recognize and to grasp and to understand. Watchman comment, Do you believe my warnings on this program now? Fukushima is already filling the air around the world and its oceans with radiation. And if the reactor number 4 core storage pools go, it will be even worse. Get prayed up, my friends. That's the only way to avoid this worldly problem is supernaturally. Hallelujah. I'm prayed up. How about you? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. So get prayed up, get right, and get ready. Continuing. Texas high school teachers teaches Nazi oppression by making students wear red armbands, and some are treated like Jewish prisoners. For a number of years now, Perryton High School has observed a two-day remembrance of the Holocaust known as Red Ribbon Day in Texas, during which time the students taking a world history class are taught the grim details of this sobering scourge on human history. But part of this educational experience includes dividing students up into groups of Nazis and Jews and forcing the Jews to withstand numerous forms of abuse from the Nazis. Watchman comment. One student at Perryton High School in Perryton, Texas, has filed a lawsuit against the school's district for injuries he allegedly suffered during a teacher-mandated reenactment of the Holocaust. According to the suit, Andrew Yara, now 19, suffered a partially dislocated hip, dehydration, and a series of seizures after being forced to carry around several heavy students on his back as part of this bizarre educational experiment. Is this school teaching the kids to be Nazis or submissiveness to Nazi-like government controls? Is this America anymore? Continuing. Unmanned spy planes are being launched from 63 locations in 20 U.S. states. Is there one near you? First, it was traffic cams, then surveillance cameras in business parking lots. Next in line was Google Earth. Now increasing domestic use of drones by the military, police agencies, and even universities are making author George Orwell's fictional novel 1984, which envisions our surveillance society and features thought police, look downright prophetic. My, oh my, the last day. Signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Are universal barcodes, implantable chips, the mark of the beast? During the Olympics in China, American corporations sold the communist Chinese hundreds of millions of dollars worth of surveillance technology. Then when these same U.S. corporations turned around and sold the exact same technology to the U.S. government to spy on U.S. citizens. In fact, careful reading of the Obamanation healthcare bill, which your elected representatives did not read, contains languages that many experts believe refers to a microchip implant for medical purposes. Watchman comment, I told you years ago human chipping would begin for medical purposes. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Groups concerned over arming of domestic drones. With the use of domestic drones increasing, concern has not just come up over privacy issues, but also over the potential use of lethal force by the unmanned aircraft. Drones have been used overseas to target and kill high-level terror leaders and are also being used along the U.S.-Mexico border in the battle against illegal immigration. But now these drones are starting to be used domestically at an increasing rate. Watchman comment, that word domestically means they're using them on you and I. Continuing. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has allowed several police departments to use the drones across the USA. Watchman commenting again, how soon will it be before they start shooting Americans with these things? It's not easy for the operators of these drones to tell a good guy from a bad guy, don't you know? And that's the truth. Continuing. Red alert for humanity. Chemical damage can be inherited by offspring through unlimited generations. Groundbreaking new science reveals that the harmful effects of exposure to synthetic chemicals are passed from generation to generation via epigenetics, causing measurable damage to future generations even if those offspring are never exposed to the original chemical. It would force human civilization to radically rethink its widespread use of synthetic chemicals in agriculture, medicine, food, construction materials, personal care products, and elsewhere. Watchman Comet, do you believe my warnings on this program now? That's one of Yahweh's purposes for this program, don't you know? To warn you of these dangers so you can avoid them. Amen and amen. Continuing. Tokyo soil is so contaminated with radiation, it would be considered nuclear waste in America. Radioactive fallout from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster continues to show up at dangerously high levels in the city of Tokyo, which is located roughly 200 miles from the actual disaster site in Fukushima. According to an analysis of five random soil samples recently taken by nuclear expert Arne Gundersen, the soil around Tokyo is so contaminated with Fukushima radiation that it would be considered nuclear waste here in the U.S. The testing revealed high levels of radioactive cesium-134 and cesium-137 and cobalt-60 and uranium-235. If reactor 4 fuel explodes, the world is done for. My, oh my. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. Revolt against vaccines leads to mass exodus from Texas colleges. A whistleblower in a senior position at Austin Community College, who has divulged that enrollment numbers are collapsing due to students refusing to comply with vaccinations they are told are mandatory in order to take their classes. Some 10,000 students have refused to enroll because of their refusal to take the inoculations. Although waivers for religious or personal objections are available, the ACC source said students were being given the impression that the inoculations are compulsory, mandatory, however you want to say it. The last day signs, the end times. Oh boy, they're here. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this month to help pay the radio bills for Radio Time. This program is listener-supported and is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. My. Are you walking by faith? Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? Would you pray along with me about that? Thank you. Please write, sign, spelled, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate that just NY. Zip 13797. That will repeat in just a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My listening friends. Don't I do that? Do you think I do it well on this program? Let me know. So, as the great American experiment is coming to a horrific conclusion, we remember what our founding fathers warned us of when immorality and godlessness reigns. May it be that Americans will look objectively outside of their subjective world's confines to a place of absolute security and assurance? That place, my friends, is none other than the heavenly throne room of Almighty God, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Access is only granted by a saving relationship to Yahweh through His Son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. When one places their trust in Almighty God's saving solution and remedy, in spirit and in truth, John chapter 4, verse 24, God will save, or deliver, if you will, that one from the consequences of sin. and also from the limited and temporal confines of this fallen world. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Do you know the Lord Jesus as the Bible, God's infallible word, clearly teaches you to know him? May it be so for you in these last days. The Son has come to set man free from the prison hold of planet Earth and deliver them from their sins and trespasses against Almighty Yahweh, so they may fulfill and enjoy Yahweh in righteousness, which is perfection forever. That is what all this turmoil of this world is all about. Therefore, when you come to enjoy Yahweh in righteousness right from your heart, you will never, ever be the same. I can guarantee that. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I'll preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
It's now the end times. This is the time for the church not to be lukewarm, not to withdraw, not to draw back and get slack, but this is the time to go ahead.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Please tune in, my friends, this coming Wednesday night to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. And by the way, while you're on signsradio.com, you can listen to this program you're listening to right now and many more. They're all there, archived for you to listen to as many times as you would like. And it's free. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray about supporting Signs Radio? Here is the address, again more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E-N-Y for New York, zip 13797.
Yeah, Saturday, Northwestern Ohio, Dave speaking. Excellent program, wall to wall here tonight, Maranatha.
Maranatha, Dave, thanks for the radio check, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you're listening, it truly does help keep Signs on the air, my friends. It's pretty lonesome behind this microphone. When I'm sitting here in this little war room, that's what I call my radio room, I have only one line, my friends, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. Thanks, get ready, here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number. Slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Just in case you wrote that down, I'll give you a check on that. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends. What a blessing you all are for tuning in to Signs International Radio. Glad to have you with me here on the program tonight that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my dearest thanks and prayers to every one of you who send support to help keep this program on the air. I sure appreciate it, and so does the Lord. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.